Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
And we are back after Labor Day, our country's number one Marxist communist holiday. Hope that you enjoyed the day with family and friends and a barbecue, but not celebrating workers' rights and labor union rights, which are destroying our country. But that is for another episode. Welcome back to Feet to the Fire. And this is your host, Sergio Fassa. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm essentially going to read an entire article to you by Dennis Prager from the Daily Signal. Now, I am not taking credit for his content. I am giving him full credit. One of the reasons I'm reading it to you is because you probably won't find it or read it on your own. But as I read it, I am applauding wildly all of the content, and I want you to hear it. I have said so many times, and I continue to say, as your host that challenges the prevailing cultural narrative and trends, I've been telling you that for decades, generations, feminism has been destroying the country. It is destroying our pulpits. It is destroying our churches. It's destroying our institutions. It's destroying our businesses, our education, not only because women are seeking to usurp male headship and fill a role that they cannot and ought not fill, but equally as bad, if not worse, it's causing our men to fail to step into those leadership roles, and when they do, they are acting like women, not like men. There is no longer an ability to lead well among men boldly, on principle, regardless of the fallout and consequences. What we have is effeminate men everywhere acting passive and being people pleasers, buying in to the feminist narrative that men need to apologize for everything and walk around with their tail between their legs. Let me get to the article. I didn't even get to the article yet. This by Dennis Prager. Women are disproportionately hurting our country. Yes. What a title. This was from last week, August 30th, something like that. Women are disproportionately hurting our country. You know, when you come out of the gate with a title like that, it's not just shock value. It's getting attention, and it's on purpose. He's got a point. I'm going to read quickly. Dennis Prager said, "When I was in college, I read a book by George Gilder, one of the wisest thinkers of the last half century, titled Naked Nomads, which had a deep impact on me. It was about single men and all the pathologies associated with them. For example, Gilder drove home the point that the biggest factor concerning violent crime was that it is overwhelmingly committed by single men." Interesting. While there was no danger, I would say no chance, that I would commit a violent crime, though I was at the time single, this fact, along with others in the book, made me a lifelong advocate of marriage. Prager continues, "I also came to realize that raising good men was the most important thing society could do. If it doesn't, the male propensity to physical aggression and predatory sexual behavior will wreak havoc. Raising boys to control their natures is fundamental to society avoiding chaos. Over the course of a lifetime, however, I have come to realize that while society was right about males, it was wrong about females. Whether spoken or unspoken, most people thought that girls just didn't need to be raised to control their natures nearly as much as boys do. But they do. It's true that females are not inclined to violence or predatory sexual behavior as men are, but this hardly means that girls and women don't have to learn to control their natures. On the contrary, as I have been telling parents for many years now, they need to teach their daughters to control their natures just as much as they teach their sons to do so. Specifically, girls have to learn to control their emotions." Now, that's one thing he mentions. I would add to that a little editorial comment on this editorial. It's not just emotions, but it's the spiritual impulse to supplant man's authority and dominate man. Not just out of control emotion, but emotion is merely a facet of the immaterial. And the immaterial penchant of a woman is to reject authority, rail against it, rebel, and furthermore, to throw away all sexual boundaries and rails, all sexual restraint, and engage in absolute abject permissiveness in all kinds of sexual deviancy. And that is part of the breakdown of the culture when women have no longer any sexual safeguards and say, we're going to be as sexualized and predatorial as men, and you end up with the chaos we're seeing in the culture. Let's continue. Just as the male sexual drive and violent impulses can overwhelm their conscience and their ability to think and act rationally, Prager says emotions can do the same thing in girls and women. Overwhelm their conscience and their ability to think and act rationally. However, it should be obvious that at least two generations of parents, especially among the well-educated, did not teach many of their daughters to control their emotions and think rationally. The result is that women are disproportionately active in doing damage to our society. All right, we're getting closer to the meat here. The most obvious example is education. American schools teach less and indoctrinate more than ever before. Big city public and most private schools are damaging young Americans to an extent and in ways no one imagined just a few years ago. I agree completely. Young children are prematurely sexualized. They are, for example, exposed to, quote, drag queen story hour in class and in local libraries from the age of five. These feature a man dressed as a woman reading and dancing for them. And who is facilitating all of this? Here it is, he drops the bomb. In virtually every case, a woman. 92% of kindergarten teachers are women, 75% of all teachers are women, and 85% of librarians are women. And they are teaching young people to despise their country. The creator of the poisonous 1619 Project is a, wait for it, woman. To feel guilty about their white privilege. They're teaching young people to despise their country, feel guilty about their, quote, white privilege, or to think of themselves as victims if they are black. Even worse, they're indoctrinating them in non-binary thinking regarding sex and gender. As City Journal reports, quote, Los Angeles Unified School District has adopted a radical gender theory curriculum encouraging teachers to work toward, quote, the breakdown of the gender binary, to experiment with gender pronouns such as they, ze, and tree, and to adopt trans-affirming programming to make their classrooms queer all school year. This is women. Prager saying, the same is happening in school districts around the country. These ideas originated, here it is, this is key, guys, listen. He's right on. I don't need to say it myself. I'm just reading Prager. These ideas originated in university gender studies and women's studies departments, nearly all of whose professors are female. All of this comes out of women's studies academic departments run by women. Teachers, Prager goes on, and their unions did great damage to young people during COVID-19. They demanded, because of their hypochondria and an apparent inability to apply reason to COVID-19 risk, they demanded that schools be closed for nearly 2 years. Teachers' unions in big cities threatened to go on strike if schools opened. In general, teachers' unions are just radical arms of the Democratic Party and the progressive movement. They are overwhelmingly composed of women members and women leaders. The head of the National Education Association is a woman, as are the heads of the Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City teachers' unions. Women physicians and healthcare workers are at the vanguard of ruining young people's lives at children's hospitals that push giving young people puberty-blocking hormones and opposite-gender hormones, performing hysterectomies and mastectomies on healthy girls who say they are boys and chemically or physically castrating healthy boys who say they are girls. He's right on. Women are at the vanguard of perverting the medical profession by advocating the teaching of woke ideologies in medical schools, placing these ideologies on an equal footing with medical education. Last week, an organization called Physicians for Reproductive Health published an open letter to the nation's reporters and news editors demanding they censor anti-abortion activists. We are asking for a commitment from the community of media outlets reporting on abortion to keep in mind the true danger that you present when interviewing anti-abortion extremists. You are giving the opportunity for dangerous lies to spread. Prager's point is that these women are at the head of the pro-abortion, anti-life movement. Man, there's more in here, and we are running out of time. Let's see. To be continued, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Feminism is ruining the country at the hands of crazy feminists who are pushing it, and it's even affecting our pulpits and churches. We're going to get to that tomorrow when we read the rest of Prager's article.